Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Computer is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Catherine's back. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of Self Brand, and she's one of the top gurus on branding strategies in the galaxy. She's the author of all the important books on branding, Breakthrough Branding, Graduate to a Great Career. That's her new book. Also, Women Who Brand, and let's see, what else? Oh, You Are a Brand, that's another one.
You Are a Brand, yes.
Yeah. And
that's... Jim, you are a brand.
Well, you are, too. It's good to have you back, Catherine.
Thanks for having me here, Jim.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, to be able to come back on my show, Catherine?
It absolutely is. Your voice, your ideas, everything.
That's the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Catherine, I know we have a person that you want to talk about, but I want to hold off on that the next segment because I'm really excited about what you're thinking about some of the new trends for the new year. Some of the things that we're going to be seeing. I love it when my smart Brain Trust members bring us things from the future. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, hey, it's the beginning of the year, so I thought we should all put our crystal balls out and look at what's the outlook for small business owners. And,
right. You
know, there's been a couple of studies done about, you know, always is, you know, the new trends, the new ideas. Some of them happen, some of them don't. So I think it's, you know, food for thought and discussion. One of the big trends that you read about for 2017 is, you know, freelance is the new full-time. And we've seen the gig economy, this idea of, you know, hiring first people on a freelance basis. And the interesting thing is, you know, it's really increasing to a tremendous extent. And the interesting thing is a lot of workers who were freelancers or in the gig economy were looking for full-time. But the whole trend now is they like this status because they feel it gives them some power, too.
Right.
To, you know, choose the right jobs, the flexibility of a schedule, having a lot of different contacts. So if one job is less of their time, they have connections to move forward.
As long as they realize that when they take up that role, that discipline, when they turn their career in that direction, they essentially become a business owner.
Right.
They have to realize that, and the people they work for have to realize that they haven't hired an employee, they've hired a contractor, and the two of them have to understand that the IRS is going to scrutinize their relationship.
Right. Yes, and you have to keep good records. One of the advantages is you can write off a lot of your expenditures because you're a small business owner. Office space, you know, certain travel costs, supplies, business supplies, you know, your staples supplies, all those kind of things, buying a new computer, all of that could be, you know, business expenses as a contractor.
Right.
There are advantages, and the interesting thing is, while a lot of people took those jobs, you know, the last few years, you know, I talk a lot about it in my new book, Graduate to a Great Career, but the goal was, you know, to get a full-time job, you know, that had prospects of long-term employment, had, you know, benefits, health care, et cetera, et cetera. That, you know, fewer companies are doing that, and actually it's, you know, more and more people are finding out it's okay, you know, that I can... But you're right. You have to think like an entrepreneur.
There are 20 rules. The IRS, as you know, Catherine, have 20 rules that they use to determine if you're maybe a de facto employee or not, because somebody has to pay the employment tax. And so,
that's
which brings me to another point we have to stick in here, Catherine. I'll get you to add to this. You have to charge enough. You can't charge wages. If you're going to be a freelancer, and the way you and I are talking about it, you can't charge wages. You have to charge a price for your product, not a wage. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And that wage, that price that you're charging for your project is going to be significantly higher than what you would get as
double to triple, minimum wage. Double, probably triple.
Exactly. You know, the model people cite is Hollywood. You know, they put together a team to shoot a movie. They're all freelance people.
Right.
They're all very, very well paid. I know I used to be in the advertising business, and you would hire teams of people. And, you know, the daily rate of a makeup person, you know, or a hair person, or the script writers, all of those people were enormous, but they weren't working every day.
That's right. You got to charge enough to make up for those days too, don't you?
You got to charge enough to make up for those days. The other thing you need to do is, you know, you need to think like a brand, and you really need to have it down pat what's different and special about you, what you bring to the party.
So if you're going to be a freelancer, you have to own the book. I have it in front of me. You are a brand.
That's right.
By the brilliant Catherine Computer. Catherine, let's move on and talk about another one. Data science. You think that's, you say that's coming to HR?
What? Yeah, you know, the big thing is in data science, you know, in numbers. And, you know, when I was, you know, initially in the ad business decades ago, you know, it was really all about the creative, you know, and the big idea and TV and radio and print. You know, now it's, you know, everything is very data rich, and certainly the internet and those kind of ads. But
are small businesses going to have tools to help them with this?
They're going to have so many tools are being created now, a lot of new apps, so that you can apply data science to all other aspects of your job, like human resources and things like that, so that you can make better decisions. So it's not going to just be interviewing somebody and liking them. You're going to have a lot of information about how to conduct the human resources department, and much like, you know, they do, you know, big business does.
I'm all for anything, and I'm desperate for this, Catherine. I'm all for anything that will help small business owners become more sophisticated and more deliberate and more technical in the hiring of their people, because this is one of the areas that we all fall down on.
Right. And, you know, there are companies and there are new programs being developed that are really going to bring a lot of this knowledge and ability, you know, to a wider group, to, you know, medium-sized companies and small-sized companies.
So good reporting, Catherine. I got to take a quick...
How to get more employee engagement. So
Catherine, I got to take a quick break. I need your website quickly, please.
Okay, my website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Catherine Computer and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.